Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. We welcome back live via Zoom the host of the Bill Press podcast. It's Bill Press, our good friend. He's a pundit. He's a legend. Bill, how you doing, man?
Hey, Crude, how are you? All right, on a Tuesday. I'm good. Yeah.
Bill, I got to ask you, did you watch any of the January 6th testimony, specifically Liz Cheney last night reading out the text messages from Fox News host and even the president's son to the president's chief of staff, Mark Meadows? I got to tell you, Bill, I found it just a little sexy.
Well, I find it strange to find myself agreeing with Liz Cheney so much, right, lately. But I'll tell you who did not watch. Yes, I did. I'll tell you who did not watch. Fox News management, right? Nobody at Fox News was watching. They didn't carry it live. They didn't even report on it. Their late night, primetime hosts, all of them. None of them talked about it, even though at least two of them, Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity, were quoted and were caught in the great big lie, right? Telling their viewers, hey, this is nothing. And then telling Mark Meadows, Jesus, the world's falling apart. Trump's got to do something, right?
Make it stop.
Yeah. You know what it proves? It proves that the whole gang were in on it. Ivana was in on it. Ivanka, I guess, right? Don Jr. was in on it. Mark Meadows was in on it. They knew what Trump did. They knew it was turning really bad. They knew they were in trouble. They did absolutely nothing except send a text to Mark Meadows. And Laura Ingraham was in on it. Sean Hannity was in on it. And the entire Fox management was in on it. They were all in. This exposes them all in just lying to the American people. And particularly, again, Fox News, I think to this hour, right, almost 24 hours later, they have not reported on the fact that their host, Brian Kilmeade, too, were begging the White House to do something because this was really, really bad, right? And Fox News isn't even reporting on it.
Well, Bill, they haven't even reported that Chris Wallace left their Sunday lineup on Sunday. Well, I mean, he basically went on his Sunday show and he said, this is my last day on Fox News. And that was pretty abrupt. I mean, you've been around media for a period of time, Bill. Most of the big names like that, they get sort of a long goodbye. Yeah. That was a pretty short goodbye from Chris Wallace.
Yeah. No. Or you get no goodbye. I mean, when I was fired from CNN, when Tucker Carlson and I were doing the spin room, we were invited out for a drink after the show, and we were informed that we had just done our last show. We did not get to say a goodbye. But you're right. Usually you do. Brian Williams, right? He announced maybe a month ahead of time. Everybody knew when his last show was going to be. They gave him time to say the nice goodbye and everything, right? No, Chris Wallace, he had worked that out with Fox, but there was no advance warning, and there's been no word about it since. And by the way, Chris Wallace is a class act. I don't care what network he's on. He's a class act. He's a great journalist. And, I greatly admire him. But now that he's gone, I mean, there's no veneer of respectability left at Fox News, period. None. Eric Wemple, the media critic for The Washington Post this morning, says they might as well rename it. You know, rename it the Tucker Carlson Network or the Sean Hannity Network.
Is Fox diminished? I mean, probably not going to be diminished in their ratings, the true blue Fox viewers. I mean, Chris Wallace only had 1 hour a week in the lineup. It might have been an important hour, but he was only fourth in the ratings on Sunday mornings. You know, from the Fox money-generating machine that is, well, they're not going to miss Chris Wallace, not until the next presidential debate, and they don't have anyone.
Well, in response to your question, Fox News is not diminished at all in terms of, because of Chris Wallace's departure, not diminished at all in terms of money, not diminished at all in terms of right-wing, crazy, extremist, nutcase audience. Some of them are probably feel that Fox is stronger, that those people feel that Fox is stronger now that Chris Wallace is no longer there. But to the extent that Fox had any claim to being, remember that old phrase, fair and balanced? To the extent they could ever claim that they're not entirely right-wing nut jobs, they're diminished in that sense, because their one claim to fame that they could point to is gone of his own choosing.
Well, and Shepard Smith left prior to Chris Wallace. I mean, I guess they've got McCallum and Brett Baer left, but not much of a news division. That's Bill Press. He's a fine newsman in his own right. Currently the host of Bill Press Podcast. Bill, when do you drop the podcast?
Today.
Awesome.
And Friday. So Tuesday and Friday. Today's podcast, anywhere you, I always make this plug, but anywhere you listen to podcasts, right? Whether it's Google or Apple. I usually go to Apple, Google, you know, Spotify, whatever. We're there. Bill Press Pod, just pull it up. Today, a great conversation, I think, with Jonathan Carl, who wrote this book. Here's and there's a connection here. His newest book is called Betrayal. I thought his first book, Front Row at the Trump Show, was the best book on the first 3 years of the Trump presidency. This one, Betrayal, is by far the best book on the last year of the Trump presidency. And boy, it was worse and more scary than we thought. Jonathan Carl, to remind everybody, was ABC News White House correspondent, chief White House correspondent, front row of the briefing room. And he's the guy, after Trump had told so many lies about COVID and came back from the hospital, where they lied about how sick he was and everything, right? And the first time he appeared in the briefing room after that, Jonathan Carl said, "Mr. President, why did you lie to the American people? And why should we believe anything you say now?" you talk about set of gonads, right?
To ask that question. Well, that's a hell of a pointed line for a journalist, is it not, Bill?
It is. Oh, so here's the connection. Jonathan Carl's book, I didn't realize the extent to which Mark Meadows, and of course, all these emails were read as part of the holding Mark Meadows in the vote to hold him in contempt, right? Because they were emails and texts to Mark Meadows. Jonathan Carl shows Mark Meadows was evil. I mean, he was not the chief of staff. He was the chief of sedition. I mean, he was behind everything. He was the one who's told, I mean, every crazy idea that came from anybody, Sidney Powell, you know, or all those guys, or Michael Flynn, that came in, Mark Meadows didn't like dismiss them or didn't say, "Oh, that's crazy." No, he took them and took them to Trump and said, "This is the latest. You got to do something." He even went to the Justice Department and said they had to go investigate this crazy idea that there were two guys in an Italian prison who had some computer program, and they were switching votes in Wisconsin from some Italian prison. And instead of dismissing this, Mark Meadows called Jay Rosen, the acting attorney general, and said, "Oh, my God, they're stealing the election. You've got to look into this." Nutso stuff. And Mark Meadows, more than anybody else, Mark Meadows, after Trump, was responsible for what happened on January 6th.
Bill, what about the PowerPoint presentation, the 38-pager? I mean, it started with, what, Chinese and Venezuelan interference in the American elections, and basically ends with a proposal that the National Guard and the Marshal Service are going to go in and take control of all the electoral apparatus in all 50 states, you know, until they find enough good votes for Trump. And he's declared the winner. I mean, this seems pretty coup d'etat in writing. This seems like all the evidence the Department of Justice might need to start, you know, hanging them high, Bill. But what's your thoughts, sir?
Well, no. I mean, I think there is all the evidence you need that Donald Trump was engaged in a coup d'etat, which turned into a violent coup d'etat and did nothing about it. But what's true also is he's still engaged in now a nonviolent coup d'etat at the state level, at the federal level, in every way he can. And it includes he's endorsing state legislators, he's probably done so in Wisconsin, who agree and who promote that the 2020 election was stolen, it was fraudulent, Joe Biden's not the legitimate president. And then on top of that, they vow that if they're elected, they will enable the state legislature to overturn their vote of the people if they're not happy with it. And I mean, how much more evidence do you need, right? Their aim is not to strengthen the electoral process, it's to destroy it. Bill? And they're doing that in redistricting. They're doing that, again, by trying to elect an attorney general who says, you know, I'll take charge and I'll overturn. We'll appoint our own electoral college if we don't like the electoral college the voters elect. I mean, that's what's going on. And the media is not paying enough attention to it.
Bill, right here in my backyard, we've got a former Supreme Court justice. I know he's corrupt. He's demonstrated he's a partisan and he's corrupt. His name's Michael Gableman. And he is the special prosecutor investigator assigned by the Republicans to do a partisan investigation after the fact. And Bill, here in the state of Wisconsin, he's threatening to put mayors in jail. We got a county sheriff in Racine County threatening five of the Wisconsin elections commissioners with felonious charges and imprisonment. I think, Bill, it's an ongoing coup in this regard. They are going after the good people that run the elections. And once they run them out, they run all the people with fight out. Well, there won't be anyone left to fight the battle in 2022 or 2024. But Bill, it's getting bad. I mean, we got Republican senators saying, you know, this crazy talk is inspiring, jazzing up potential violence. I'm going to start packing my concealed carry when I go to Republican events now. That's what Republicans are saying, Bill.
How many times have the votes already been counted in Wisconsin? It's three times.
Well, we had a Trump recount in the state of Wisconsin in the two big Democratic counties. He thought, you know, he could prove all the fraud. Yeah. That, of course, was overturned. We had an LAB audit, a nonpartisan audit. We've had we've had a litany of recounts, and Biden keeps beating Trump.
Well, but what you point out that's happening in Wisconsin, it is happening in every, maybe not every state, but I'd say every red state, certainly, and states that are, you know, a little purple or getting a little blue. Look what's happening in Georgia. In Georgia, Trump has said that it'd be better to have Stacey Abrams as governor than Brian Kemp. That's how crazy.
I agree. I agree, sir.
I agree, too, on that point. But that's how determined he is to destroy, get rid of anybody, right, who does not subscribe 100% to the big lie, which is you and I talked about this before, which is why I'm not as pessimistic about 2022 as most other Democrats are, because this is going to be their sole platform. What are they for? They can't say anything that they're for. They're not for anything other than the big lie. That's all they've got.
You know,
the big lie. If you want to run as a legitimate Republican today, you have to say 2020 was a fraudulent election, was stolen election. American people aren't going to buy that.
Well, Bill Press, I hope you're prescient. He is Bill Press. He is the host of the Bill Press podcast. Bill, you're sticking around one more segment for me?
You bet. I have nowhere to go.
I need a little personal advice. I've been invited on Fox News this Sunday, the first Sunday without Chris Wallace. The last time they invited me on, I said, you know, to be honest, I don't even know what comes on Fox News after Chris Wallace. So I'm going to need your advice. How should I approach perhaps my last visit to Fox News? Come back. It's the Devil's Advocates. Bill Press, my fine co-devil. At least one more segment. More show. We'll be back.